That's awesome.
Welcome to a special edition of Fukuoka Fat Guys.
Oh man, which is episode 16?
16.
Oh shit.
Just like how Anthony likes his girls.
Oh my god, Carl, don't say shit like that.
Anthony, wow, 16歳.
No. No.
Onanoko ga
daisuki. Hey, no. God damn it, don't say it in Japanese. So, anyway, we're coming to you live from fucking camp right now. Day 2 of 6. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in the room with us.
Yep. Yeah. I have a fever.
Oh, yes. And he's breathing all on me. We have this ghetto setup, so you're going to have to forgive the sound this time.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that.
But we're trying to give you something so you don't miss us or think we're trying to be fucking lazy.
No, we're just pretending people actually listen. We know you guys don't
listen. I know. We have all three of our listeners in the same
room. Matt's here already. He knows what's going on.
Oh, God. So, we don't have too much stuff we can talk about today because we don't have internet. And
Yesterday while I thought I was dreaming, but I wasn't. So, apparently, talking about, how long Anthony hasn't had sex for. So, basically,
he said that
Anthony hasn't had sex for 3 months.
Motherfucker.
No sex.
First off, the other voice you heard right now was Mia talking. Second off, I don't know how we start a camp podcast and the first topic is my sex life.
No, but that was interesting. Last night, I was super sick. I was running a fever and I just laid down when we were done with the first day. And then I was sleeping and I just heard conversations with Matt and Anthony. Anthony was talking about sex and how he's gonna strangle someone.
Whoa.
And then Matt goes, 3 months, that's not so bad. Right? And then I think later on, Andre confirms 3 months isn't so bad. So from what we gather, being married is, it's normal not to have sex for
three or four months. Not true.
And I was like, January, that's not so bad. Yeah, January from last year, it's not so bad at all, you know? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anthony's trying to play music because he doesn't want to talk about this stuff, but...
No. Mia, tag in real quick.
Okay.
So Mia, what's your take?
My take is 3 months is way too long. That is a dry spell for a married couple. 3 months is too long to not have sex. I'm sorry. I've been married for 15 years, so yeah, you can't even blame age on that.
I'm gonna go with with Andre and Matt. You know, as a married person and as someone who values his sleep, it's hard. Sleep or sex, I'm gonna pick sleep.
I'm sorry, sex, you can do that in 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I can't even wash my feet in 10 minutes.
If you're doing it right, you can do it in 10 minutes.
Dicky night.
Yes, you can.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
What kind of night? I can't do it.
Oh my god, this is such a ghetto episode. First off, no. Why is everybody fucking judging me?
Anthony, it's fine. We're not really judging. We don't judge. I mean, we do judge Anthony, but everyone else we're not judging. So Mia, thank you for speaking. It's okay. God.
You're welcome.
You guys don't believe me, but my mother listens to this. I don't.
Hi, Mom. Don't worry. When Anthony has sex, I make sure he uses a condom.
Oh, my God.
We bought him the big ones, too. Our friend Brent was looking for condoms for your son, and he had to get the trash bags. Your son's big, I'm sorry, just letting you know.
Oh my god, god damn it. Anyway, what the fuck should I say? This is so much stress, alright? I got a bunch of people in here staring at me laughing, and we're talking about my fucking sex life, alright? I don't know about you guys, but 3 months is a fucking eternity for me, alright? It's amazing I haven't murdered anybody.
So, what happens if a girl's gonna she's waiting? Are you gonna wait too? Or are you gonna be like, bye-bye?
See, Carl loves to pull this bullshit. He always brings up the fucking shit he already knows the answer to. So, like, well, what if you meet someone who's really great, but they
what if she's perfect? She, has the badonkadonk, and she's really pretty, and she brushes her teeth, and... and
we got high fucking standards here.
I mean, that's a right. Habarashi.
Oh my god.
And yet.
So we have two of our five people in the room don't speak English, so Carl, that's why you're hearing Carl translate a lot in his broken Japanese. Oh, fucking A.
And our number one listener is actually
I love you!
Everyone, welcome Matt to the episode.
Oh shit, I don't know how this is gonna
turn. Hey Matt. Hey, want to confirm that you said 3 months wasn't a long time for...
Oh, shit.
Didn't you say...
I'm not to confirm nor deny.
You don't want to say anything to the... Actually, your own one listens to
this. Yeah. I'm going to say to myself, yes, I confirm that I said that to myself. Yes.
Oh, my God.
When I listen back, I'll remember I said that.
So, but basically, we're all trapped on this island. It's kind of like, what's that Japanese movie where we have to kill each other?
Battle Royale.
Yeah. We're on Battle Royale, but instead of like killing each other, we have to make sure none of the kids die. So,
it's the total opposite.
Yeah, it's the total opposite of Battle Royale. What should we call it?
It's like that show Independence Day, except you want to kill America. You know, it's totally the same.
Yeah, something like that. But,
oh, God.
Yeah.
So this is, like we said, this is day 2 of 6, and I'm pretty sure it's a consensus, but yesterday was fucking cold. Holy shit. So the weather is very strange. If you're in the sunlight, it feels great. If you're in the shade, you're cold. But at night, oh man, it dropped 10 degrees lower than what it was, and yeah, being tall sucks. See, the rest of you motherfuckers can cover up your goddamn body. Me, I had to choose if I was losing my feet or my face. And my face won. And I tried to ball up into like a little fetal position to cover myself. But then I was like, fuck, I'm falling off my airbed. So it was just really sad and embarrassing. And then I had to give one of my extra blankets to this little kid who kept kicking it off. So.
Oh yeah, by the way, we have a little kid who sleeps in our room. And in a non-pedophilish way.
God damn it. God damn it. What the fuck do I say after that? You keep setting me up with this shit.
Well, if we're Michael Jackson, it's cool because he's a boy.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. But anyways.
It's one of the... Oh, God. It's one of the students. The only thing good about today is that we didn't have to hike 80 miles. So yesterday, we did, what, like almost 10 miles? And today, I think we all did it says like 6. So... much easier, and it wasn't uphill, it was all flat ground, and yeah, but it was a fucking pain in the ass. I've been posting up all the pictures on Instagram that I can, you know, without looking like I'm not doing my fucking job, and holy shit. Oh, and the fucking dinosaur costume. Holy shit, those kids love that shit.
Oh yeah, the dinosaur costume that I bought for no reason.
Yeah, and he brought it to camp. It has its own little air compressor, but we did a teacher play for the students, and it was interesting. I think they enjoyed it.
And it was really weird because we had to do two audiences, because usually we have a separate like Japanese camp and we have an English camp, but we did the play together, so it was really, really weird having
to use English and then translate and then like stop using English and then I don't know which language I should speak in. This is just a learning experience for everyone. There's not enough alcohol during the day to make this easy.
Could you imagine if you did this job really drunk?
Oh my god, can you imagine? We still have 4 fucking days left to do this job. Like, screw drunk or sober. I'm just like, how are we going to make it 4 more days?
You think we're going to make it 4 more days?
Do we have a choice?
Well, we spent like a whole day planning this immaculate schedule. And the first day, we're like, oh, we're changing the schedule.
First off, anybody who's volunteered at these camps knows that...
We're volunteers. We do not get paid any money whatsoever. The government... Yeah, even our podcast, we don't get paid. Yeah.
You need listeners to get paid, all right? But, fuck, now I forgot what I was going to say. The people who have done this before know. Schedules, those are just something to piss you off. It's like, oh, we have this planned at 3:00. Actually, we moved it to last week and we're just telling you this now. And it's like, motherfucker. So, yeah, day 2, schedule doesn't mean shit. It's just something to look at. It's pretty colors on a piece of paper, but I don't know if the words mean anything. and ever will. But God, what do we have tomorrow? Tomorrow we're gonna be making a
marmalade
jam and maybe some sauce and stuff.
Oh, we should have brought the slip and slide.
Oh God, we're doing in the cold weather.
No, we have the slip and slide though.
It's cold outside.
I don't really care.
Oh my God, we wonder how the fuck he got sick. Yeah. Literally, what was your temp yesterday? Like 104 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
But he went on a hike, so he gets a little bit of credit for that. Like, fuck.
Yeah, we are, there's no choice here. Like, it's either you're dead or you're gonna work. It's like,
but he went to bed at what, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the motherfucker let his podcast start playing at 1 a.m. So yeah, the rest of us go to sleep and all of a sudden some motherfucker's talking to me in English and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? And now I'm cold and awake all fucking day. 5 fucking hours of sleep. And then the first thing I gotta do is get fucking picked on by the owner. Thanks a lot. This is what happens when you're a fucking fat guy. And then we've been eating Oreos and chocolate and shit. Fuck. Oh, man. I think we're gonna lose a lot of weight, but at the same time, I think we're just gonna maintain.
Don't even make like we're gonna lose weight during this time. Yeah.
I don't know. With all the fucking hiking and shit, I thought we'd like at least drop 3 or 4 pounds, but
no, not with the amount of food we're eating. Jesus Christ.
God, what did we have? We had teriyaki chicken today, curry yesterday, sausage, bread, and jam and stuff this morning.
It's just carbs and more carbs, yeah.
Well, the kids need it because, holy shit, those little bastards go out quick. Oh, man, we took them on the first hike. We wasn't halfway done, and they were laying down like, oh, are they ready to go home yet?
I don't know, Matt. My girls are pretty speedy, huh?
Yeah, running.
Oh, yeah. Carl.
They're running to get away from you.
And all his pedophilic jokes. Oh, man.
They're not jokes, by the way.
Oh, fuck. Oh, we're going to hell.
I wasn't joking about that. I'm just saying I don't say jokes to kids. Only to you assholes out there.
Once again, they're not out here. They're here. Oh, this is going to be the lowest viewed episode because everyone's fucking here. Like, oh, God. Oh, and we got Ronnie in here. The guy we're always cussing about.
Oh, yeah, because this fucker, right, doing regular camps, he fucking gets to go home and sleep in the regular bed. It's awesome.
Why?
That's what you did. I wonder if Ronnie will confirm it's 3 months then. Is 3 months a long time or is it like
normal?
Without sex.
Damn.
That's your promise, it's not mine.
Damn.
I guess it isn't a long time for Ronnie too.
Jesus Christ. Damn. Like, nobody's gotten me thinking I need to get married ever. I'm just saying that, like,
why would you get married? Look what happened to Jeff Bezos. That bitch made out with, what, $35 billion?
But Jeff Bezos is a bitch too. He doesn't pay taxes, so.
Did you see his new girl? What do you think of his new girl?
I didn't see. Was she hot?
Dude,
I would hope so. He's a fucking billionaire.
She worth $35 billion.
Is that how you're gonna grade every woman he dates now?
I'm just saying, dude, that piece of ass was $35 billion.
Well, his first wife would just look regular, didn't she?
And dude, check this out. They're waiting until they get married
to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck. So why the fuck you tell me? I'm not gonna do it. You already know. I'm going to hell. I'm gonna fornicate early. Like, screw all that other shit.
I'm just saying, wow, shout out to Mr. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, and maybe Anthony, you should just wait till you get married as well. And then you can, like, not feel bad about not getting it.
So wait, so the plan is that I'm gonna be a better man by waiting till I get married to hook up again. And then after I get the wedding, what was it called? The honeymoon hookup, like, I gotta wait. What's normal? 6 months or something? Like
6 months? People wait.
Like,
hey, but like, did you ever hear that move where people use like they're single but they make like they're married and they wear wedding rings and then that gets them girls?
No, that sounds all kinds of fucked up.
No, girls do like guys that are married though.
What's it called?
That doesn't work for me because girls like me. But I'm just saying. I've heard that, you know?
I've heard of the idea of women liking what someone already has.
Oh, dude, why don't you pretend that you're gay? I heard that really works well, too.
Oh, my God. Because then gay men don't want to talk to me like these. Well, you don't see the problem with these plans. Like, shit, I'm going to get, like, 3 gay dudes hitting on me and no women. It's bad enough just doing as I do right now. Like, no. No, thank you.
I don't know. Oh, but shout out to the to the cop in your family, in our family. Asia, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was her birthday on Saturday. She just turned 31. So we're going to count how long until she commits her first crime as an officer of the law. I'm giving her a week.
Hey, but that's pretty awesome that she passed the background check. That's really, really hard.
When you're a spawn of Satan, anything after that is like really important.
No, because like they run background checks on you and your family, and all the shit that and stuff that you've done and your family has done.
I know. And they're lucky they didn't call me with that. We have a couple questions about Asia Denise Tucker. Oh, let me tell you, don't give her a gun.
Hey, what did they do about your illegitimate children?
Motherfucker, I have no illegitimate children. You can't say that. You can't tell people that I have a fucking drought and then somehow I've made children. Like, that's
not how. But what's the saying? It only takes once. It only happens. Whatever.
It only takes one. What? One tip? One shot? I don't know.
Just the tip, I think.
God, that's not the fucking thing.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm saying.
Can I tell people what I caught Anthony doing?
Yeah, I caught him listening to Dawson's Creek music. Dawson's Creek music, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Which one?
No, I don't know why. Listening to Dawson's Creek music. Holy shit. Wait.
I will just confirm that that's pretty gay.
Motherfucker. First off, you sound like a goddamn troll, like trying to drink a soda. No. What happened was, we were listening to music yesterday, and I don't know what happened after that. But we were just talking, and then somebody started humming the Dawson's Creek theme, and I was like, oh. And then I started singing.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that happened. I don't believe I initiated it, and even if I did, I'm not going to fucking let nobody believe that. Kick rocks. Why would you do this shit while we record the podcast? Like I said, you guys just trying to take me out?
No, I'm just... It's just funny.
Fuckers. Everybody's gonna throw... Oh, first thing to talk about, Anthony's sex life. Next, second thing, he might be gay because of Dawson's Creek. Like, where else are we going? Did I take like an STD check that you guys want to know the results of? Or?
No, but that's my strategy, right? Like,
is that to what?
No, I'm just saying, if you want to find girls that put out... You gotta go to the place where they get checked.
No! What does that have to do with throwing me under the bus? Like, I'm still...
I'm just saying, you're just like, oh, the girls that I'm going out with, they don't really like to have sex. But you know if they're getting checked that they're having sex.
Oh my God. This is just fucking nuts. And my phone's busted. No. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is so fucking weird.
Anyone have anything to add about your days at camp with us crazy people?
And how we've already scared the two Japanese girls that were in here away.
Yep, they left quickly.
Bottom left. Yes, this is a... I'm apologizing right now. This is going to be the strangest episode, but we really did want to get it out to you. To you, the three of you that aren't here. And, yeah. You're gonna have to forgive the lack of anything resembling a... What's the word I'm looking
Structure.
For? Structure! Structure! Yes! Holy shit, I am so fucking tired. We have been up since... 7?
Yeah.
7:30?
Hey, what really surprises me about today is, like, there are a lot of other people here who came here out of their own validation. Like... They actually paid money to come here. Like, they're all, like...
You mean the other customers?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of nice. Like,
I mean, honestly, Mia, would you come here on your own?
Maybe.
With your family?
Yeah, probably.
See, it's not too bad, especially when there's not people here. I feel bad.
Andre, would you come here on your own?
Yeah, I would.
Wow. Charlotte, would you come here on your own?
I've been here on my own before.
Oh! Shit, am I the only person who wouldn't come here? How about you, Matt? Would you come here on your own?
Are you proposing something to me?
No.
I'm trying to say something.
Secret it's not. Love. It's not like if we go camping and your pants are down, are you gonna tell anyone? It's not that joke,
don't
Matt.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
That's the policy.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, don't ask, don't tell. Okay.
Yeah.
No. It has some sort of charm. I will give it that. But it's.
I mean, right now it's. The reason why I guess a lot of people here, it's Golden Week in Japan, right? So
Super Golden Week.
Yeah, this like we said in the last episode, This will be the last couple of days of the Heisei era. And
what's it turn into?
Reiwa. Yeah. So what is it? Happiness or something? Like unity? Harmony? Yeah.
Something like that. But so, it's what the Golden Week's like 6 days usually? Four?
If that. So five days usually.
And then to this week it's 10?
Yep. So it's usually 5 days and now it's 10, but we are here for 6 of those days.
Day 2 of 6. I can't stress that enough. Day fucking 2 of 6.
Yeah, I'm actually hallucinating right now, so, I mean,
yeah. We're waiting for all the kids to take a shower so that we can get our stinky asses into the shower and go sleep in the ice tundras again.
Actually, it's quite warm now, so it's better. It's better.
Better than last night, yeah. Last night felt like the fucking Arctic, but I don't know. It still can get colder, so I don't know how it's going to go. But I kind of wish I had alcohol. I should get like a beer or something. Cause
yeah, go get a beer right now.
Yeah, let me get even more drunk so we can put my ass on blast even more on this fucking podcast. Nah, I'm all right. I'll wait till the fucking thing's done.
Yeah, well, we're going to probably end this episode pretty soon.
Yeah.
But,
before I get some more shit said about me.
But last time I proposed to Anthony that he take out an ad on Facebook about him dating. I want to know like what you guys think.
Oh my God.
I'm going to post that ad on our Instagram.
No.
And let me know if you think it's a good idea or not, okay? It's basically Anthony saying bullshit lies about how he likes to jack off or some weird shit like that.
Motherfucker!
I mean, something like that.
First off.
What would you say, Anthony? Sell yourself.
I'm not going to fucking sell myself. First off, I want to know, tell me I'm not the only one who thinks it's fucking pathetic of a person taking out a fucking ad on Facebook to get a date, right? Like, that's, fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, it's pathetic.
See, because these motherfuckers, the men want me to do it so they can see me fucking fall and burn. And shit, you ain't fooling fucking nobody.
Let's chart it. If Anthony posted an ad on Facebook, would you think it was pathetic or would you think it was all right?
I didn't really know what to say about that.
See, she's British. That's a way of saying it's fucking pathetic.
No. I'd say he's rich if you can afford to
put $5.
Rich. No, but it seems like it's rich. If you're advertising for your...
It shows confidence.
Yeah.
It doesn't show confidence. If you got confidence, go the fuck outside. Like, what? All you gotta do is walk outside, like, with all that energy and just go holler at a chick. Like, no, there's no way.
Where has that gotten you so far, bitch?
Wise
words for Andre.
I agree with you. I think it's pathetic. Don't do it.
See, you're also married, Mia.
I am married. But if I were single, I'd be like, no. Thank
see,
you.
No.
So you'd have the girls like Mia saying no, but you get the girls like Andre saying yes. So you're all good there.
So there's another reason for me not to do it. Second off,
are you calling Andre ugly?
Oh my god. God damn it. No, listen. I haven't been going out. That's what I was trying to fucking say. All right. Maybe if I go out, I won't have these fucking problems. So I've been doing it, right? That's how I fucked up last week and didn't holler at the tall chick. All right. And my buddy, he has a slogan. You guys know Robert. He says, any shot not taken is a shot missed. So I missed the fucking shot.
I remember that saying.
No, it's not about sex. You're gonna say sex.
Robert. Shout out to Robert. If you're... pussy is flapping or something like that.
Oh my god. No, it's bitch. Out my pussy hurts.
I oh, hear from you. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh my
god. I thought your pussy was flapping. Talk. Like,
god.
Same thing.
This is why I'm not going to be able to get a fucking date out here. Someone's going to listen to the podcast and be like, oh, we have these chauvinistic, racist, fat fucks. You know, for some reason, I don't think I want to date either of them. Carl's going to get divorced. He's going to be homeless. And then he's going to try and stay with me. And there's no way in hell that's happening. But we'll still do the podcast, though.
So I'm good enough to be your podcast person, but not good enough to sleep in your bed.
The pause was he was looking for a word and he couldn't find it in English.
I didn't want to say bitch.
Yeah,
I was like, there was so. I understand that pause because I've forgotten so much English. You're like, hold on, fuck, and let me say something simple. No. Hell no, I ain't letting you sleep in my bed. Motherfuckers, I seen how many people here will go to bed without taking a shower. That is death. There is no way in hell that's happening. But I think we need to end it here so we can relax and enjoy the rest of our break.
If I sound like a frog, I'm very, very sorry.
Just jump, motherfucker, ribbit. But, yeah, we'll catch you next week with a real episode and hopefully not 80 motherfuckers staring at me while we talk about embarrassing-ass shit. So, everybody, won't you say bye, and we'll holler at you later.
Bye. Bye. See me later.